Did you just feel locked in from the first pitch tonight?
Adley was pushing a lot of the right buttons tonight. Obviously, the defense was there. Hicks, Hayes, seems like everybody was making really good plays. Gunner there a couple times on some hard ground balls. But that was a defensive game that kept me in the ballgame.
Is that the best you've ever pitched in the major leagues?
I think getting through eight, you know, I don't know what the line would look like, but if I made it through eight again, I'd say yeah. So that was pretty fun. I think we just kind of had a game plan going into it. Really just going out there, being in the strike zone, letting them get themselves out. So we weren't going to be worried about strikeouts or anything else tonight. It was just going to be get the ball in the zone and let them hit it to our guys.
Earlier in the year, is this who you thought you could be? Is this who you always thought you could be?
Just trying to help the team win. Like that one, that game right there, it's just big on the defense. You know, they kept me in there late. I know things got a little tight there a few times, and we got out of it with some nice double plays and some nice balls in the outfield. The outfielders running them down.
I assume this wrap is from that comebacker that hit you. How hard was that to pitch through? Was that painful?
No, a lot of adrenaline. The fans kept me in the game for sure. Me and Adley were laughing about it. I mean, I don't know what the attendance was. But we were coming out of the bullpen and we were saying, let's have some fun. There's 35,000 of our best friends here tonight. So they kept me in the game for sure.
Grayson, you did not walk the batter. This is the first time you've ever not walked the batter. By the way, there are 38,000 of your best friends here tonight. But we're there. Is it especially satisfying to go through a game without a walk?
Absolutely. Just eliminating the free passes. Rush did a good job back there. But really just kind of, him calling the great game. That one goes to him.
Going in this morning, you guys just haven't had a lot of losing streaks. Did you sense anything from the clubhouse in terms of, hey, we gotta break this? Was there any sort of anxiety about that?
No. Everybody showed up ready to play ball. Like you said, we hadn't really run into a stretch like this. But I don't think you could really tell that from the guys. Really, attitudes didn't change. Everybody was still confident in their ability to go out there and win a baseball game.
After the start of the season that you had and the struggles, how much does it mean to you to be back out here and pitch like this in a game like this?
Yeah, it means a lot. Obviously, to be pitching into September is pretty special. Hopefully we're doing that into October. But there's a lot of good pitch development people that we have in this organization. They really take care of us pitchers, whether it's, Justin Ramsey in Norfolk, obviously Chris Holt, Darren Holmes here. They've really been a big piece to this bounce back, I guess you could call it.
Brandon, I admitted before the game that there was a lot of pressure on you today, to go deep, help the bullpen out, and especially in the kind of matchup this was. Do you feel that at all, and do you kind of embrace it?
It was just another game, just another regular season game. Obviously not paying attention to, the standings or whatever. That's been the popular topic. That's not what we were looking forward to coming into this game. It's just taking it one game at a time. The real important games are going to be in October coming up. So that's what we're focused on.
Obviously, you started out really hot and you were throwing hard. But Brandon was saying the pitching staff hasn't played with the lead that much during this week. Is it good to just kind of see Gunner kind of get on base first pitch and then slowly the offense is kind of cranking out run support?
Yeah, Gunner and all these guys. We can really swing the bat. Just a lot of fun to watch the offense. Glad that those guys play for my team.
How much fun is
it to just develop and create a season to be able to have an outing like this from some of the struggles earlier?
Just being able to go out and attack the strike zone, limit the walks, limit the balls. Just being in the head, being ahead in the count, I think is a big thing. Big league hitters, doesn't matter how hard you throw it. If it's down the middle, they're going to hit it pretty hard.
How much fun was it not to just have a big game yourself, but do it alongside a friend and Gunner Anderson and the guy that you came up through the system with?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, y'all have seen what Gunner can do. We've gotten to watch that, for a lot longer than all these Orioles fans have, I guess since being in the minor leagues together. I'm glad the world's finally seeing, what kind of special talent he is.
Thank you.